A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony, good morning to you. How are you this morning?
I'm grand, Jerry, and yourself?
Very good indeed. Tony, we're going to start, and if anyone's got any queries or questions, then get in touch with us on the show on 066-712-3666. This one will start with, my wife and I are going on holiday at the end of the summer to a sunny destination. We've done this for the last 5 years. The problem is, I'm not a lie-in-the-beach kind of guy, and shopping absolutely does my head in. So we nearly always end up fighting, arguing and bitter with each other. I really don't like this. If I try to talk to my wife and tell her this is not me, she accuses me of going down the same old road and not wanting to do what we need to do as a couple. I'd like to hear any way out of this.
Well, the first thing I deduct from this note is that you're evidently not communicating properly. You're coming up against a stone wall. She evidently just sees it from her side that the proper thing to do is to lie on the beach and go shopping or have an odd meal or whatever. And you have completely different ideas.
Yeah.
And somehow or another, that's not getting translated into communication. So this is about communication, as most couple problems are. So perhaps what you might attempt doing is to take her out for a meal some evening or some day or whatever, and very, very gently, and I mean very gently, broach the subject of what you like. She has evidently stated quite clearly what she likes in a holiday. Have you stated what you like? So I would think that it's best done in a neutral place, and it's best done in a public place, because there's unlikely to be an argument if you're out in public, unless it's really bad.
Yeah.
And it needs to be introduced very, very carefully and gently. This is where good political thought comes in, using the word carefully when I use political. What I would suggest you do is plan out a series of probably outings in which at the right moment, and that there may not be a right moment in any one outing, but at the right moment, start to introduce what you like in a holiday. So you would love to go on a holiday,
yeah,
to Venice.
I was going to ask that question, like, does he need to decide, right, he's not a lie-in-the-beach kind of guy, he doesn't like shopping, well, what holiday does he like? And could they enter into a, well, we'll do your holiday this year, we'll do my holiday next year, or some sort of combination of the two?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair enough kind of go at it, you know. But he's evidently not getting his message across, well, from what I read here in front of me. And that indicates that his communication style is not working. It's not getting through. And, you know, by you know, the other one is, it doesn't always work because it can be taken wrong, is to write down what you like and either hand it or give it to your wife and, you know, let her read through, you know, what I like in a holiday is X, Y, and Z, and go into it in some detail. And that might open the door. You'd never know. But as I say, expect to come up against obstacles, expect to be stopped in your tracks and told, shut up, you're annoying me, or whatever. But if you persist, and if you persist in the right way, you'll eventually get there.
Yeah, and that is the issue with regards to it. So something needs to change, because it you just can't come back from your holidays miserable, for both of them, really.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm almost exactly that way. I bloomin' hate the idea of a beach holiday. It would be pure hell for me. And shopping is a 10-minute job for me. I in around my three stops and out in 10-15 minutes. And so if I was brought in one of those holidays, I'd go insane.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You certainly would in terms of that. So it needs to be worked out, needs to be negotiated, I suppose, better. And if this person gets back and says, look, I want my holiday and you need to see what I... There should be a quid pro quo here if it's approached in the right way, Tony.
Oh, there is. And one of the ways, of course, is that she goes with a couple, another couple or several female friends, and they go on exactly what they want to do. And he can go off with a couple of the lads. I mean, that's not an unusual thing in couples. Like, I know Val goes, has been on several breaks that I had no interest in.
Yeah.
And there's no hard feelings either way if that happens.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it may not work in his case, but it's worth talking about it.
Yeah, a listener does get in touch, says that she was in a situation like the person who phoned in about going on holidays, and what they did was he went off for a few days with his friends. They found a tour company that specialised in groups where single people could travel. Then they went away for a weekend together around Ireland themselves, and it's working out perfectly.
Yeah, that's a great solution.
And go on your own, but then also make sure you have trips together, but somewhere that both of you can get something out of.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's important in any relationship that there's plenty of stuff done together, but it doesn't have to be, you know, the same thing for both. It can be, you know, as I say, negotiated.
Yeah.
Negotiated. Situation.
Yeah, very important. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667123666, or any other questions or queries for Tony, get them into us. Another listener gets in touch. Tony, I'm in my 60s and my daughter keeps on at me about what I do and I don't eat. I am overweight, but honestly I'm not interested in losing weight. My daughter lives with me for the last year. I want to tell her to back off, but I don't want to upset her. Is there some way of telling her to leave me alone? I'll tell you what, we're going to leave that one with the listeners for now, and we're going to get to it after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony, we were talking before the break and we had that query in from a listener about, you know, the daughter hassling them about being overweight. I'm not interested in losing weight. She's living with me the past year. I want to tell her to back off, but I don't want to upset her. What's the option here?
Well, let's look at the shape of the thing first of all. And the first thing that strikes me is the daughter loves you and cares for your health. So if you remember that as a number one. Secondly, being overweight is very unhealthy. And as you grow older, it plays a heck of a role in your well-being. And the next thing really then is about communicating between the two of you, so that very often these sort of family situations fall into a trap where people just don't listen or just don't communicate in the correct way. And if you can effectively communicate and get your message across, you'll be laughing. However, communication isn't about telling anybody anything. It's more about showing them a complete picture and making sense of it. So think about how you would communicate that. And again, never ever try to get a message across in a heated moment.
Yeah.
Because that's basically just creating a war, basically. One person hits out with words, other person hits back with words, and that ends nowhere. So pick your moment, if you're out for a coffee, that sort of thing.
A good spot to have a chat about it.
It's a good spot to do it.
Well, speaking
and at that stage then, try and get your side of it across.
Yeah.
And you say you're not interested in losing weight. I really think everybody should be interested in having a correct body weight, because otherwise it plays on your health.
And leads to all sorts of scenarios. Speaking of tense moments, what about this, Tony? Question from a listener. How to get through the summer with a 14-year-old girl, will not get out of bed, will not do house chores, wants everything. How do we manage her? We're at her wit's end.
Well, it's like anything. The message doesn't get across unless you feel it. And if she's getting everything and she's allowed to stay in bed, then, you know, she doesn't partake in the household. Well, she shouldn't be in the household. There's no dinner for her. Sorry. You didn't help. There's no dinner for you. Or maybe that's too drastic, but there needs to be some way of getting the message across. And generally speaking, consequences are the best way. Animals use consequences. If an animal doesn't, you know, help to forage for its foods, then it goes hungry. And it's the same with a family. If somebody is, now, there could be a problem, of course, here. That very often is a sign of depression when somebody
Going to suggest that this could be something deeper going on with the 14-year-old. She'd want to make sure, the person would want to make sure that there isn't some other aspect to why they're behaving like this, rather than just basically having got into a rut.
Unless you're communicating, that's very hard to get at. And again, I think a proper attempt at communicating with the 14-year-old, and again, quiet moments, take the kid out for a coffee or a meal or whatever, the cinema, wherever you get moments where you can say things, and broach it very, very gently. And over a period of weeks or months even, try and get in there so that you are actually hearing what's going on for the kid, because there could be anything going on. Again, it might be just teenage behavior.
Yes.
But, you know, it is really important that you find out, you know, is there something causing this? Is there some bullying going on, or what the heck? But you need to dig in there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or has she just slipped into a rut? Is it laziness, or is it something else that's going on in the background, and maybe a program for all the family to get involved in doing house chores, so it's not targeting on one particular individual person, depending if she's an only child or not. Tony, a listener gets in touch on the suggestion for the mother whose daughter is giving out to her. She should tell the daughter to keep her nose to herself. Not sure that's going to be responded to. She doesn't want to upset the daughter.
To start a war.
Yeah. I suppose there is that aspect of it as well. How do you define the line between fat shaming and showing genuine concern for somebody's health? So that's the other side to it that needs to be.
Well, if you try to shame someone about their weight or anything else, you'll only cause a negative reaction.
Yeah.
And that's even with anybody who doesn't even show the reaction. It's there. Be guaranteed of it.
Yeah.
So it is not the way to go.
No, certainly not. Tony, we're going to have to come back to that one for the 14-year-old, because I know there's a lot of people who are dreading the summer in terms of school being out and what to do with kids, and getting them involved around the house can be difficult. So we might talk about that in more detail next week, but thanks a million for another brilliant problem shared.